That's Arlene, time for Love and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store. Abner is just entering from the feed room. Listen.
Hey, Doggie Lum, what are you sitting up here writing a letter for when all the rest of us is back there in our feed room working our heads off?
I ain't writing no letter.
You ain't sitting there trying to beat yourself playing cat again, are you?
No,
We got a big order of that boll weevil spray to get out, Lum.
I know we have, and that's why
6,000 gallons of it.
I know that.
Old Thompson and that Polk County cotton growers outfit ain't going to sit around waiting for this junk while you sit there and write a letter.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Who you writing to?
I ain't writing to nobody.
Nobody? Oh, just trying to get out of work, is that it?
No, I ain't. I did more work on this than anybody else. I was down here at 4 o'clock this morning mixing formula, wasn't I?
Well, yeah.
Don't go talking to me about trying to get out of work. All I was doing here was putting some figures down on paper to see how long it'd take us to get that order out. According to the way we're going, it'll take too long. The weevils will have the cotton all ate up for them.
That's what I say, Lum. You ought to be back there helping me and Grandpap and Ben and Cedric.
Well, that ain't our trouble. We've got the manpower, but we ain't got a big enough place to work in. And got the equipment to turn the stuff out fast enough. And got enough jars to put it in after we get it mixed up.
No, I know that. Well, reckon what we ought to do about it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here. For one thing, I believe we better try to get some barrels to put it in.
Barrels?
Yeah, them little old jars don't hold enough to make it worth the time it takes to fill them.
Well, law me, where are we going to get barrels around here, Lum?
That's your job.
Huh?
I just put you in charge of the barrel department.
Well, just a minute now, Lum.
Abner, there ain't no time to argue about it now. We've got to get out 6,000 gallons of our formula for the County Cotton Growers Association. And if we don't work fast, the whole cotton crop's going to be ruined.
Yeah, well, I don't want that to happen.
Now, our next problem is finding something bigger than them tubs we got to mix the junk in. You got any ideas on that?
Well, let's see. We might ask Ben Withers. He's always had ideas on everything that comes up.
Yeah.
You want me to call him? He's right back there in the feed room.
Wait a minute. I think I'm getting an idea.
Oh, good. See if you can get one where you can get barrels, too, while you're getting them.
You know what we might do? We might try to get hold of that old cistern of Luke Spears.
Yeah, we might try that. I doubt if she'd be able to give us ideas on that subject, though.
You doubt if she... What are you talking about?
What you're talking about? Emma Courtney.
Who?
You said you was going to try to call up Luke Spears' oldest sister, and that's Emma Courtney.
No, Abner, you got this all wrong.
No, I ain't neither. Emma Spears married Ed Courtney in 1907. I know that to be a fact.
Well, I know
now,
that.
It might have been 1908, but I know that's who she married. Now, Lum, you more likely you got her mixed up with Erna. That's the youngest.
No, I ain't got nobody mixed up. I weren't talking about nobody's sisters.
What you said that you wanted.
I said cistern. Erna.
No, that's the youngest one. Erna. Well, I guess they do call her Erna for short sometimes.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Her full name is Erna, though. Erna Brawley. That's her name. Married Jim Brawley. Now, 6 years after Emma got hitched. But I doubt if he can get in touch with her, Lum. They moved someplace up in Kansas, I believe it was. Of course, I reckon he can find out from Luke. He ought to know where his own sister's living. But on the other hand, now, none of them Spears is as much of a hand at writing. And then there was that trouble with Luke and Jim, too. They never did get along with one another.
Are you done talking now?
Yeah, I guess so. Fine.
Well, just let me ask you one question, then.
Sure, go right ahead.
Do you know what a cistern is?
Why, yeah. That's one of them great big tanks that holds water. Fine.
Well, I was just thinking it might be a good idea to get hold of a old one to mix up that formula in.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, that's a good idea. I'll tell you right where you can get one, too, Lum. There's an old one out there in back of Luke Spears' restaurant.
Well, that's the one I had in mind.
Well, if I was you, Lum, I'd go right direct to Luke about it. I don't think you'd have to ask either Emma or Erna about that.
I weren't aiming to.
See, that belongs to Luke Long. They ain't got no say-so about that at all.
Well, fine. I'll act on your advice then.
Yeah. Anything else you want my advice on?
No, thank you. Just try to get them barrels. I'll run down to Luke's and see if I can make a deal with him for the cistern.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I don't know where to get no barrels.
Well, that's your job, figuring out where to get them. I've did everything else for you. I studied up the ID, figured out how many we'll need. According to my calculations, we'll need 200.
200?
Yeah.
Oh, Lum.
Them barrels hold about 30 gallons, and we've got to put out 6,000 gallons, so that figures out to 200 barrels.
Well, where in the world am I going to get 200 barrels, Long?
Well, I told you that's your job. You're head of the barrel department. I've did all the brain work for you. I'll see you later.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Long.
You better get busy.
Well, now, wait a minute, Long. I don't know. Don't be. I can't get no 200 barrels. Bet I couldn't get 199 of them.
Hey,
what? Oh, he just left, Ben. Went down to Luke's Ferris's to see about a cistern.
Oh. Well, I wanted to ask him if he's got some more fruit jars. They're going to run out pretty soon.
Yeah, well, Lom says we ain't going to use them fruit jars no more.
How's that?
See, Lom just gave me a new job. From now on, I'm the barrel head.
Yes.
But I don't know where I'm going to get 200 of them. Have you got any ideas, Ben?
200 what?
Hey, wait a minute. Weren't you telling me about some friend of yours that had this warehouse full of thousands of barrels?
You mean Hugo Schultz?
I believe it was some fella with a name like that, yes.
Nice fella, Hugo. Former Mount Ivy resident. He's in the sauerkraut game.
Yeah, that's the one, that's the one.
He started out in Mount Ivy in a small way raising cabbages. Soon branched out and finally located in Fort Smith, where he is now known as the Sauerkraut King.
Yeah, you told me all about that, but now what about the barrel?
Yeah.
You reckon you could get us about 200 of them?
200?
Yeah, do you know him that well?
Hugo Schultz is one of my oldest friends.
What, you reckon you could write him a letter or send him a telegram or something and find out if he could, Ben? We've got to have him right away.
I'll do better than that. I'll get him on the long-distance telephone.
Well, I don't know. We've got to have him right away, and them long-distance telephone calls here takes all day long.
Well, I'll cut it short. Hugo's a man who comes right to the point. He'll give me an answer right away. I'll jump right on the phone.
Well, I don't know now. A letter might be quicker, Ben.
I haven't talked to Hugo in, must be 6 years.
Well, now, don't get up there and start talking over old times with him now, Ben.
Hello, Mamie. I got a rush call for you to put through. I want you to get me the Schultz Sauerkraut Company in Fort Smith. That's right. Well, I'll just hang on here and wait. Fine. He's rushing the call right through.
Good. So good. I hope this works out all right.
Hugo and I played on the same horseshoe team one season. Hugo liked a rather heavy shoe.
Well,
Granny's, I had good luck, Abner.
Dogie, have you been clean down to Luke's and back already, Long?
Well, I didn't have to go down there. I run into him just outside here. He said we could have that old cistern for nothing. Said he'd tried to get shut of it for years.
Well, good. Hey, it looks like I've run into some good luck, too, Long. I'm on the trail of 200 barrels right now.
You are?
Yes.
Well, I think he's good for you. Well, you're sure a fast worker. I'll say that for you.
Yeah, I'm a better barrel head than I even figured I was. A natural-born barrel head, looks like.
Just as I think the call's coming through.
What call is that?
Hello? Hello?
This is a call about the barrel.
Hello? Who is that?
He ain't calling Mount Ivy again, is he?
No, Fort Smith this time.
Fort Smith?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to speak to Mr. Hugo Schultz. Tell him it's Sam Withers calling.
Who's Hugo Schultz?
Well, he's a fella that I...
You be a little more quiet. This is an important call.
Oh, excuse me, Ben.
Hello? Is that you, Hugo?
Awful catchy when he's talking.
Yeah, this is Ben.
Temperamental.
Oh, not much. How's Mr. Schultz?
Oh, here he goes again.
That's nice. What do you know, Hugo?
Ask him about the barrels, Ben.
How's business, Hugo?
Oh, man.
Fine.
Tell him we want 200.
Say, Hugo, I'm calling for the Jot 'em Down store here in Pine Ridge. It's run by a couple of friends of mine, and they'd like to get 200 barrels. That's right, 200.
Now tell him we need them as quick as we can get them, Ben.
Well, they'd like them right away, Hugo. I see. Now, just a minute. Will early tomorrow morning be quick enough?
Yeah, if they can do it.
Sure.
Well, he has all his own trucks. Hello, Hugo. Yes, that'll be fine. Yes, 200. Send the bill to Mr. Lometter. That's right. Well, not at all, Hugo. Glad to throw a little business your way. Well, say hello to Mrs. Schultz. All right. Goodbye, Hugo. Well, there you are. You're all fixed up.
Don't you hear that, Mom? We got him.
Well, wait a minute. You forgot to find out about the price, Ben.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that. Hugo's price is right.
Yeah.
He'll probably knock off a little on account of you being a friend of mine, too.
That's nice.
Well, I'd still like to have an idea about how much it's going to cost us.
Well, I don't think that's your big worry, Lum. What I want to know is, what are you going to do with all that sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut? I thought we was buying barrels.
That's right, and you'll never regret it. You're getting 200 barrels of the finest sauerkraut you ever tasted.
Well, with that stock on hand, it looks like Lum will be pushing Hugo for the title of Sauerkraut King.